C. Jellyfish dreams. To many scientists, the question of whether jellyfish sleep seemed a simple one. It is generally accepted that sleep is dependent on the existence of a brain, something that jellyfish lack entirely. Recently, though, researchers studied a jellyfish species called Cassiopeia, which makes pulsing movements every second or so. An imaging system revealed the pulses are 30% less frequent at night. One possible explanation is that it is a mechanism for conserving energy rather than true sleep. However, experiments revealed that if the jellyfish were disturbed throughout the night, they became less active the next day, in the same way that humans are fatigued after a poor night's sleep. In contrast, when the jellyfish were disturbed during the day, there was no reduction in later activity levels. These experiments suggest that sleep may not be exclusively limited to brains. Instead, sleep may be built into neurons, the specialized cells that send signals, such as pain or physical sensations, between various parts of the body. If jellyfish really do sleep, it would have great evolutionary significance. Rather than being a product of brain development, it would mean sleep is much more ancient, dating back to when creatures were controlled by neurons alone.
Questions. Number 15. What is one thing researchers discovered about Cassiopeia jellyfish? Number 16. What do the experiments on Cassiopeia suggest?
D. Slower marathons. A report based on the running times of over 20 million marathoners in the US indicates that non-professional runners' speeds are declining. Since 1980, the average time it takes to complete a marathon has increased by approximately 20%. Several explanations have been proposed, including the increasing number of novice runners in recent years. The popularity of marathons has been on an upward trend, with participation shooting up by approximately 60% over the past few decades. However, despite the reality that more people in the US are running marathons than ever before, these theories seem unlikely. For one thing, statistics indicated a decrease in speed regardless of both gender and age. Furthermore, even in races that target more serious runners by implementing strict qualifying standards, such as the Boston Marathon, average finishing times are getting slower. The latest research shows a strong correlation between running times and increases in obesity and other lifestyle-related illnesses such as diabetes. Given that 80% of adults fail to follow national health guidelines for engaging in physical activities, it seems likely that the trend is a consequence of the deterioration of overall fitness levels in the US population.
Questions. Number 17. What do we learn about the decrease in running speeds? Number 18. What is the most likely reason for the change in speed?